I just hate life. I mean, really, like, life finds a way. Yeah, life sucks.
I found a way to suck.
The road is fucking hard. The road is fucking tough. There's no question that it is rougher stuff. It's a fucking road, my friend, but it's the only road I know. When I'm lunching on a tasty boosh, right after the show.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and fortunately, I'm not drunk, otherwise, I might be on suicide watch. Frankly, I'm at a loss for what to say. On one hand, our most recent predictions were anywhere from 7-9 to 10-6. So if we go from there, we shouldn't be upset or surprised by today's outcome, because you can't get to 7-9 if you don't shit all over yourself every time you get a chance to do so. It is getting harder and harder to do these shows without feeling like we repeat ourselves, but alas, the players and coaches have it much harder than any of us do. So we just have to believe that they're going to do all they can, and that some element of this season can be chalked up to the ball just not bouncing our way this year. Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and for those of you still clinging to the bandwagon, enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What is your number?
God, I can't enjoy anything right now. It's tough. It is Sunday still. It's 7 o'clock Central Time. So I'll go with a 3. Only because that's what's still lingering.
All right.
That's the only thing that's still lingering after the...
Your slurs suggest a higher number, but that'll be fun.
Okay, 4. That's fine. Hey, you know what? You know what we need to do? We need to do a Dome Patrol checkpoint. When's the last time we did a Dome Patrol checkpoint?
Well, we're in the middle of introducing numbers, so...
we can do a checkpoint later. I'm just saying, when's the last time we did a checkpoint?
Yeah, we will do a checkpoint, but this is kind of a checkpoint.
I'm a 4. When are we going to do a checkpoint?
David, welcome to the show. What's your number?
0.
Okay, you didn't drink during this shit fest either?
No.
Okay. I could learn if you did.
So, I guess.
How did we lose?
Hold on,
we
got to introduce the segment. Game recap. I'll tell you how. A combination of injuries, poor officiating, although you talk about the officiating, but we benefited a lot from that as well. But bad coaching decisions, maybe, and then poor execution from the players, and then the absence of an entire position, that being Corey White's fault.
All right, so you're saying basically everything.
Right.
Everything.
No, actually, no. The one thing I'm not going to say is the defensive line or, you know, the overall
or
defensive line.
Or special teams.
Yeah, Greg McMahon's looking pretty good right now.
Because nobody's talking about him.
Right. No, I think the defense... All right, so let's actually start with the positives. What good can we take away? I do think the defense looked a lot better than they did the first 5 games.
I mean, the defense played fairly well.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Thank God they didn't have Megatron out there.
Well, I think Megatron, Keenan Lewis would have been on him, and I think that would have been okay. I think they still would have gone after Corey White, and Golden Tate would have had the day he had.
Yeah.
Why was Corey White on Golden Tate all day?
Because we had nobody. P-Rob was out injured. He didn't even play. I mean, we had nobody else.
No, but who was Lewis, Keenan Lewis, covering?
Keenan Lewis should have been covering Golden Tate every play.
Right. That's my question.
Yeah, we don't switch cornerbacks.
Yeah, I know you kind of how they line up.
But no, some teams do, at least they did. I mean, you know, they would put Darrell Revis on whoever your number one is. Darrell Revis is sticking on him all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some teams don't do that. Seattle doesn't do it. They keep... I don't think we're good enough not to do it. I think Keenan Lewis is our best... I know he's our best corner, without a doubt. That's not even in question. Whoever their best receiver is, that's who he has to cover.
That's not what happened today?
No, and it doesn't happen.
Right. I tweeted to Corey White directly today, but I followed my own advice from a few shows back, or somebody else, I think, Damon, your advice from a few shows back. I didn't just tweet him and say, hey, fuck you, you suck. I tweeted him.
But you wanted to.
I did. I was about to, and then I said, you know what, no. I tweeted him directly, and I said, your performance on the field today is most displeasing.
You sound like a Sith Lord.
Let the hate flow.
Most displeasing.
Your performance today is most displeasing. Yeah, I mean, and I know I tweeted that, and then I know Clo Bubba wanted to kind of insult me, and you also called me dumb. The point I'm making is it's Corey White is part of the...
He wasn't the reason we lost the game today.
You're right. In a fit of frustration, I pinned all of whatever today's loss was on him. Yes, I admit that. But it's also more of them closing the window is, Corey, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and Corey White is our weakest link. And it's such a weak link, it's like a construction paper chain.
But it wasn't the reason we lost.
But it's the reason why our season is what it is.
No. You can't blame our season on Corey White.
I don't know. Every single team targets him and gets all their passing yards.
You can't. As much as you hate him, and a lot of other people hate him.
Yeah, there's a lot of
season. Corey White ain't the reason we lost today.
No, there's a lot of things going on with the team. Again, the defense isn't performing. The offensive line. The defensive line is performing like we thought it would. Well, he went out today. You know.
Thank God, because he sucked. I mean, he got blown by like three or four straight plays.
Oh my, who was blowing him?
What's this for Detroit? Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh was blowing Goodwin?
Yes, he fucked him in the ass three or four straight times. And blew him at the same time.
He gave him a reach around.
Right.
Because he had that much time.
Right, because Goodwin was like, oh, this ain't so bad. Oh, I'm going to reach around. No. He got destroyed three or four straight plays.
But no, don't say Goodwin sucks. Ndamukong Suh is
right.
I mean, Suh is good, but Goodwin's but tackles. But Goodwin was still terrible. Like Goodwin was terrible.
And let me tell you, Ndamukong Suh, all he had was one tackle today.
He should have had more. He blew Goodwin enough times. He's like, man, I blew this dude four or five times.
What's up,
more than a tackle?
Yeah, but look, I mean. In today's game, look, guys, we were up by 13 with under 5 minutes left.
God.
Okay, and the ball. You don't lose that. You just don't lose that type of game.
When Drew Brees stares down Marcus.
Oh, my God. I mean, like the worst place to take a sack. I mean, they throw an interception.
I bet you Caldwell was like, sweet revenge.
But that's the problem. Like, the sack wasn't the problem. Like, yeah, he got sacked.
Interception, not a sack.
Well, yeah, fuck.
And then they showed the replay. The guy just sat there and watched Drew Brees' eyes. He's just stared at Colston the entire time and then threw the ball.
And this was a game that we actually got.
In the double cover.
Mm-hmm. And this is a game that we got. We finally got Kenny Stills involved. We called it last week. It's like, get Kenny Stills involved. Oh, shit. Kenny Stills is involved when we threw him the ball. It's like we got some certain guys involved. And even Colston had a good game. But we just – oh, man.
I don't know what's wrong. Hopefully Sean Payton does.
No, he doesn't.
No. Just like you say, I don't have enough knowledge and I don't know. Neither do you. Neither does the media.
I don't. You're right.
No one does. Remember, there was – so whatever the episode where I put in all the coaches' rants, the Ditka, the Jim Mora, the soccer coach, there was a clip that I listened to that night in trying to find a good Jim Mora clip. And it was one from his early years with the Saints. And he said – it was after a loss, obviously, or maybe a series of losses. And he pissed off Mora, and he was like, you don't know – and he's talking to the media guys, asking the questions. He's like, listen, you don't know. You will never know what we are doing, where we're going – you know, what we're dealing with, kind of like the intricacies. He's like, things that you think – our failures, we may view as successes based on what we're trying to do. And he just kept repeating, you will never know. I'll send you the link. You can maybe even play it right there. But it was really telling in that, you know, we look at things like saying, oh, Sean Payton doesn't have the answer. Look, other than the score, we did make progress from where we've been.
Right, but the score –
I understand.
The score's the whole point.
All right, but we're not in a position right now where we can winning games is
yes.
I know winning
games. Yes, we are. Bullshit. Yes, we are.
No, we can't. We're not winning games. We can't. We have to fix shit before we can win games.
We had it.
And they dumbed down the defense. The other thing is the offense is still one of the best offenses in the league.
Doesn't matter. We lost the fucking game. Like you said, up by 13, 5 minutes to go. We have this fucking game.
Yeah. That's a bad team. That is a same old Saints team, okay? Up by 13 and losing, that is a bad team. That's a bad team. No doubt, no, you can't sugarcoat it. Look, we're probably 35 seconds away from being 5-1, all right? If you go back and, give me 10 seconds here, 10 seconds there, we're probably 5-1. But that's not what happened.
That's not where we are.
We're 2-4 and just blew a 13-point lead in under 5 minutes.
We don't have an identity. This team doesn't have an identity.
Yes, they're the team that blows a lead. Their fucking identity?
Yeah, we do have an identity. We lose.
But seriously, they've blown a lead, a fourth-quarter lead against Atlanta, Cleveland, Detroit.
Right.
All right. Three out of their four losses, they blew a fourth quarter lead. Dallas just spanked them.
There's no reason we should have ever lost this game today. No reason.
Nope.
No reason ever. I mean, we had it. Detroit was completely inferior the whole game, and we knew it. We knew it.
We had it. But that touchdown, when Golden Tate scored that touchdown, that's when...
That's ridiculous. I mean, the one thing you don't want to give up there, that was a third down. This was third and 14.
And who was the...
Third and 14.
On him? Who was
and they gave up a 73-yard touchdown on a third and 14. You stop them there. I think they probably would have punted with 5 minutes. I don't know.
From
where they were at that time, I think they'd have had to punt. You don't let that go 73 freaking yards. Hell, even if you tackle them after a fourth down,
well,
you still win that game.
Who was covering him?
20-yard game.
Who was the defensive back covering him? Was it Keenan Lewis or Corey White?
I don't know.
It was Corey White.
I know you want to blame it on Corey White.
I ask knowingly.
No, Corey Fry does not deserve to be a starting NFL corner.
He doesn't deserve to be on the goddamn practice squad.
We know that, but this team, okay, I'm going to put some blame on Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis here, and look, we all fell for it, but anyway, this team, in the offseason, we fucked up. We fucked up not addressing corner, no doubt about it. We can't do anything about it now at week seven in the season.
Yep.
We can't do it. There's nobody better out there.
I'm going to start a collection. Everybody,
but,
donations.
Yeah, no doubt. We fucked up in the off season. Yes, we shouldn't have gotten Bert. You know, hindsight is 50-50.
Yeah.
We
said
shouldn't have got
Roddy White.
No, Cam Newton said it in his presser. But anyway, you know, yeah, we fucked up. We fucked up. Now, why the defensive line isn't playing as aggressively and getting after the quarterbacks? Because, look, remember, last year we were leading the league in sacks or one or two off the entire season.
But I saw progress in that department today, and I think...
Well, progress! They weren't getting any of the first five games. Wow!
Right.
They got two today.
They got progress today. Okay, it's progress. At least it's not the same old. They're getting better. We could still...
Are you fucking stupid?
We could be 12-4.
Yeah.
He's full of shit.
You know, come on.
I'm not falling. Look, I have been a Saints fan my entire life. I'm not falling off the bandwagon.
I mean, they did play better, but except for Akeem Hicks. Like, Akeem Hicks just, I don't know what the fuck happened to him. He just thought, he got back to Canada football now. He had a bad penalty, like, early in
Canada
the game
football?
That totally ruined his drive. I don't know what happened to him. He just, like,
what kind of football?
Fuck Canada. Not fuck Canada. I love Canada. I mean, I don't know.
No, look, I'm going to use Coach Payton's words in the preseason against him. Okay? And then I'm gonna address you, Jeff. This looked like a badly coached football team. 12 penalties for 134 yards.
Oof.
Okay? Now look, I'm not off the bandwagon. I haven't missed a fucking game in 23, 24 years, over half my fucking life. Okay? I'm not off the bandwagon, but it is what it is. You know, you got to call a spade a spade. And right now, this is a badly coached football team that made bad decisions in the off season. It's that simple. Do I think that we can turn it? We're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. Don't get me wrong. Could we turn around, maybe, you know, do an 8-8, 9-7 season? Yeah, possibly. But next year, look, could this team totally reload and be a 12-4 team, 13-3? I believe it, yes.
Oh, any team in the NFL can do that.
Well, you're right. You're right. But this team probably has a shorter road to go to get there than most teams. But as far as this season goes, I mean, I haven't put the final nail in the coffin, but I'm giving the last rites.
I mean, as bad as the division is, we could still. I mean, we're still okay in terms of the division, but I mean, we can't. How the fuck do you give away a game like this? Like,
am I an asshole for not wanting to make the playoffs and pay $500?
Well, one thing I did think about, I was going to mention on the show, is like one of the silver linings of this season is that all you season ticket holders are going to save a lot of money in the winter time. And
spend them on Pelicans.
No one's going to have to make that tough decision. Do I spend $3,000 and go to the Super Bowl, or do I stay in New Orleans?
No. Well, and look, another silver lining, and we've talked about it before, our hope or our dream of an 11-5 Seattle team having to travel to the Superdome for a 8-8. 9-7 division winner.
Still alive.
And get their ass kicked. Still alive.
Right.
And they fall to 3-3, and the Arizona Cardinals are in charge of that division.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. But look, back to the game. I mean, there were mistakes.
You mentioned the penalties, and the fucking Lions had 9 penalties for 71 yards, too. There was. What's the record for most penalties thrown in the game? I think the refs came into
it.
No, this
wasn't it.
I know.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
It's an exaggerated statement just to say.
Yes, absolutely.
The refs came into this game, I think, you know, trigger happy. I think they knew
this was. Stop. No, you're an idiot.
No, I think they knew this was.
They're not trigger
happy.
No, they're not trigger happy. No, they're not.
All right, well, I think they are.
They're not. It was just a bad game in that sense. Like,
I think they were ready to throw penalties. They knew this was going to be a hard game.
No,
the teams were going to come out swinging.
No, I don't think so.
And
the Lions were
coming in to play dirty.
No, I don't think so. They made a mistake. I mean, that last penalty of the game that was big against us, that was a bad call. It was just a bad penalty. I mean,
you know, you say that, but if you look at the other angle from behind, he did have his arm. He was holding Reggie Bush's arm before that ball got there. I mean, I don't be that guy, but
I kind of being that guy.
Yeah, well, I think, like you said, you can't pin it on Corey White. You can't.
But it wasn't right. It wasn't good. It wasn't like the fucking penalty against Notre Dame last night in the college game that was completely obvious and definitely was a penalty. Like, this one was kind of like, I mean, fuck, every replay was like, eh. I mean, there was not much there. Like, you could have held your
You could have held it and not been an issue.
Right, you could have held it and nobody would have said anything different.
That was a home team call right there.
It was just a sometimes NFL refs are not good call.
Sometimes
That's
NFL refs
It wasn't a home team call.
Well, but again, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say conspiracy because I'm – but the officiating – I'm you know, now here I am last year saying they didn't call Seattle enough, but now I'm saying they're throwing too many penalties.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I mean, in my opinion, that situation is Seattle purposely was doing it because they knew they wouldn't throw the penalties. So in my opinion, the NFL has now gone overboard. You know, I mean,
overreacting to something?
When a team admits that they're going to do something because you won't stop them, and then you go overboard, you're changing the outcome of too many games.
Yeah.
You really are, but, you know, oh, he touched him here, he touched him there, you know. Oh, he touched him, but the guy was 30 yards on the other side of the field. All right, man, that had no effect on the play. You don't call it. You don't call it. You know, you try not to affect the game. But sure, if there's a penalty that affects a play, you know, with a receiver not catching a ball or a receiver pushing off, of course you call that. Of course you call that.
Well, and again, this one was close. You know, but like I said, you can complain about the officiating, but to me, the officiating, it was just too many flags on the day in both directions. I mean, we've been there were some calls that if we didn't benefit from them, we don't even have the points that we scored.
That's my point.
We would have lost
drives.
I mean.
No, I agree. I agree.
So it goes both ways. I mean, like y'all said, I mean, that's not why we lost the game either.
Not why we lost the game. No.
It's why we lost in the last 4 minutes.
Right.
It's not why we lost overall.
But
we just couldn't put them away.
We should have been stomping a mud hole in Detroit.
Right.
Not blaming the referees at all. This isn't a good team. Now, you know, let's talk.
What about the field goal with the goalpost getting banged up today? That was just an weird thing, right?
Well, we made it.
Yeah.
Well, just like that both kickers hit the upright.
That's because both kickers suck. I mean, it has nothing to do with the fucking goalposts. Yeah, our kickers aren't that good.
I know, it's just weird. Like, you don't see that every day.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of shitty kickers in the NFL every day. Oh, but with us, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Nah. You know,
did we draft De La Husse from LSU? I just want to draft De La Husse.
First round pick.
Did y'all see Sean Payton's press conference after the game?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it yet.
I was glad to see a little anger.
Yeah, he was, angry, I guess, you know, kind of rough toward one of the reporters. Now, look, the reporters
are
stupid.
That's a stupid question. Anybody got a not stupid question?
Yeah. And he went back to him to shut up. You know, like you said, I'm glad to see the passion. But, you know, maybe, Sean, you're directing it in the wrong direction. If he's doing it to the reporter, I sure the hell hope he's doing it in the locker room because they deserve it.
Now, I didn't watch Drew's. Did you watch Drew's?
No, I didn't watch Drew's. I was upset. And I do, in my house, I have, you know, where I can listen to the radio on my surround sound. I put on WWL. And I don't know if y'all know this.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
But Deke Bellavia, you couldn't
sucks.
Understand. He sucks. He was trying to. He was. Deke Bellavia was channeling Buddy D. You couldn't understand anything he was saying. He was speaking gibberish. He really was. I thought he had a stroke. Then they went to commercial. They went to commercial. They come back. and all you hear is Bobby Abreu says, go to another commercial.
Oh,
that's Jesus. All you hear. They go back to more commercials for about 20 minutes. They
that's
come back.
They yeah, that's come, just yeah. normal programming.
No. But anyway, they come back. T-Bob is there with Bobby. They finish out the show. WWL did tweet out because of so many calls and tweets and questions, emails. They said that Deke had the flu and he was trying to play hurt.
Wait a minute. Because of so he got the flu because there were so many calls and questions and texts?
No. They answered the question. They sent out the tweet because of all
oh,
the text,
okay.
emails.
Okay.
They
so
were
wait,
receiving.
Your sentence structure there. Okay.
I'm sorry. But no, they. Because
it
of all
like
the texts.
Like Joe Morgan.
Because of all the texts and emails they were receiving, they went ahead on Twitter and just updated Deke's status that he had the flu when he was playing. Now, personally, I hope he was drunk and they fire him, but. And T-Bob does a good job. I'll tell you this. T-Bob
yeah.
the future at WWL.
So it's going to be a father-son show.
It's pretty soon, yeah.
I
that'd
don't
be
know
nice.
That, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to go that far, but T-Bob is good. T-Bob's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, T-Bob's good. And, yeah. and it's funny. But see, here's the thing. It's fun to listen to T-Bob with Bobby because T-Bob will call him out on stupid shit.
Oh.
And, yeah, T-Bob will challenge him and question him. Where Deke won't. Deke will just let Bobby, you know, ramble and say his stuff. But T-Bob will kind of give
I
Bobby the
hear this.
Yeah, so it was very good after
Deke.
They got, yeah, after oh. Deke had to leave. You know, the same way all the old-time Saints fan will remember when it used to be Jim Henderson and Archie Manning, which was the greatest combination on the radio. And Jim Henderson always used to give little digs to Archie, good-naturedly, and Archie would take them. Just about how bad the team used to be when Archie was quarterbacking. That was always fun and something I miss. But T-Bob and Bobby did a good job. That would be a good combination.
Maybe my goal is realized and Deke's finally gone because people realize, you know what, this dude's a fucking idiot.
That would be
all funny. You need to do is put a not idiot in his place and see how much.
Right, that's it. Right, that's it.
Right,
that's it. Let him go. Let him go do his douchebag strut off somewhere else without a job.
Well, now I'm gonna have to call WWL on like one of the worst PR moves ever. He's got the flu. First of all, the flu. Really, you couldn't come up with anything better than that. The flu. How do you know he's got the flu? And if he had the, it's bullshit.
Welcome back yeah. to Sports Talk with Deke Bellavia and the flu. You
know, shoo, flu.
He flew.
He flew.
You know, maybe he has Ebola.
Hi.
maybe
he does have Ebola. Good. Fuck
I'm hoping he has Ebola.
Yeah, get him the fuck out of here.
But he's been slurring a lot lately anyway. I think he's just got a natural slur, first of all.
He's just a fucking idiot who treats the fans. The caller very rudely. He doesn't know
he's a self-righteous
quarter
bitch.
Or what he thinks he knows, and he is a self-righteous SOB.
It's still amazing that he got this job. I still can't believe that all of a sudden he got this job. Who the fuck is Deke Bellavia? All of a sudden
should
he
be
got
careful. What if he does have a stroke and dies? Are we going to feel bad about saying all this shit?
No.
About
him? Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, because I didn't do anything to give him the stroke or make him die. And if he's off the air, I'll be sorry for his family, but fuck him.
Okay. Just make it sure.
I mean, that's kind of rough, but I, you know.
It
know.
Is kind of dickish, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, look, I, okay.
Made
look,
a
look,
shit ton of money in the last
look, I hope
years,
the man, I don't, I hope the man doesn't die. I hope he's not disabled in any way. But I hope he loses his fucking show.
Yes.
Okay. And whatever way he does it, I'll be kind of happy. You know,
mm-hmm.
everything has a silver lining. That's all. That's how I say.
That's right. I won't be mad.
Right.
I definitely won't be mad that he didn't get a show.
But yeah. But anyway. So that. So but that was interesting radio. I'll tell you that.
Mm.
Just you know, with happening live on air, you kind of didn't know what was going on, but you could tell that there was some sort of crisis going on.
Okay. At least there's something interesting.
So that's headlines that we just did. I would say if you guys are done talking about the game.
I'm kind of done. It sucked. Game.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I don't know what else to say about
the
game.
We had the game won. It was simple as that.
Yeah. I can't mention the game. I guess what I kind of hit on before. I mean, do you think the window is closed for the team? You know, do you think the window closed when we lost to the 49ers in the playoffs in 2011?
I don't think. I mean, that was our. I mean, we really should have won the Super Bowl that year, but I don't think it's closed. I just think, like, I don't know what's with Peyton right now. I mean, something's obviously off with Peyton, but I don't think it's closed. I think he can find it, but
I think
something's
just stuck.
He's got to make some kind of adjustment. The good thing is, I mean, Kenny Stills got involved today. That was something that I've called for.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, we all
but
called.
But let's stick to the window thing.
All right, yeah, because let me say, I'm going to try and articulate this in as short a sentence as possible. We have had a lot of turnover in personnel, right, the last couple of years. And the identity, I think I mentioned this earlier, we're a team looking for its new identity, but also living in the shadow of the 06 to 011 shadow. But these are different guys, and I think there's kind of like an LSU as a young team. I think in a manner of speaking, maybe that's part of what this Saints team is they're trying they need to get to know each other, and they need to form their own identity instead of trying to be the 09 to 11 Saints.
Let me offer this. Back in 2009, 10, 11, we always compared ourselves, the organization did, Sean Payton did, compared ourselves to the Patriots. That was the dominant team of the time, and they still kind of are. You know, but we compared ourselves to the Patriots. Well, the one thing that we did that the Patriots never did is we have given out huge contracts. Okay? Mm-hmm. Drew Brees had to make sure he got paid.
Tom Brady.
And you pay your quarterback in this league. Jimmy Graham had to make sure he got paid, and he's still not satisfied.
I think he's satisfied enough.
We brought in Bird. I don't ever remember the Patriots ever making a move like that, where you bring in the highest priced free agent in the offseason. I know they didn't. So that's the one area I am not. I look at it and find fault with the team. You win games in 2009. You won with role players. Okay, Bell.
Well,
Hargrove.
But Sharper was a big free agent acquisition that happened to pan out.
Right now, but he wasn't a high price free agent. He wasn't the highest price free agent. I'm not saying not to bring in free agents. I'm saying you don't have to sign the biggest free agent contract.
Nope, but you know what? I mean, but we don't really sign a lot of big name free agents per se that come in. I mean, yeah, Bird was one, but other than Bird, we haven't really.
No, you're right.
We haven't really signed a big guy to come in from somewhere else.
Well, but I think what David said,
we just happen to pay our own guys.
Right, but even that, I mean, the Patriots, yeah, they Bill Belichick's philosophy is you don't pay for the skill positions.
What was the last Super Bowl they won?
How many? They've won more than we have.
But when's the last one they won? 03? 04? Okay.
Okay, so when's the last one we won? 2009?
09, yeah, that's fine.
What's the difference?
It's the later than
okay.
That.
But don't say, oh, the Patriots are the model franchise. I mean, yes,
well,
they're
hold
franchise,
on.
But
the Patriots haven't had a losing season in the 13 fucking years. When's the last time we had a losing season?
The Patriots
we're in the fucking middle of it right now.
Patriots haven't won a Super Bowl in over a decade.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of teams that don't always win the fucking Super Bowl, but you have a competitive team that you put on the fucking field. And when Tom Brady went down in 2000, I forget what year it was.
Yeah,
but they still
went. You know what? They didn't make the playoffs that year.
So, what was their record?
11-5, but they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs that year that Tom Brady tore
his knee. Oh, so they sucked. So that means they sucked at 11-5.
They've also
Are you too fucking stupid to understand that?
You're not allowed to call me stupid ever again.
They haven't won a Super Bowl since 03.
And they've been to two more since then as well.
Okay, that's fine. They have. That's good. I'm glad. Good.
How about
congratulations. They haven't. We've won a Super Bowl before they have.
So what? Their record's better than us since 2009.
You sure about that?
Yes.
We also didn't have our coach for 1 year. If we had Peyton in 12, we might have a better record than them since 09. We might.
He's full of shit.
So, yes, you can say what you want. Yes, Peyton might be getting a little old. That's fine. I get it, but...
How come Peyton's getting old, but Belichick's not?
Belichick is getting old.
He'll be legit.
So.
No, because he keeps his organization fresh. He's not dependent on one linchpin. Again, you could say Tom Brady.
Yeah, he is Tom Brady, and so are we with Drew Brees. Other than that, we brought in a lot of new...
Look, well, they went 11-5 without Tom Brady.
And they didn't make the playoffs.
Guys,
what do you think we would go without Drew Brees?
Oh, we'd probably go 6-10.
You really don't see the difference. I'm asking you a question. You don't see the difference.
No, I do see, but here's the thing. If you'd have gone up to a New England fan and said, Tom Brady gets his knee blown out week one, what's their record? Everybody's going to say 6-10. They happen to go 11-5 because nobody knew. If Brees got hurt, we don't know what we do. We think they'd go 6-10, but we don't fucking know.
No, you're right. No, I think you're right, Jason. We probably go fucking 12-4 if Drew Brees gets hurt. Fuck Drew Brees.
That's not what I said, you dick. I think you're right. That's not what I said, you dick. All I'm saying is we think we know they'd go 6-10, but we don't know.
Motherfucker, we're about to go 6-10 with Drew Brees starting.
We got a lot of games left.
Even though we are on pace for 6-10. We are on pace for 6-10.
That's fine.
You're fine with that?
I'm good with that?
You just said it's fine. Then why did you just say it's fine?
I think the point Damon was trying to make, though, which in Dallas is kind of maybe not, but
fuck Dallas,
you don't overpay for skill positions. You save money and you pay for linemen. That's how Bill Belichick and the Patriots have been able to sustain success, is because they've always put a priority on their offensive and defensive lines.
And when's the last time they won the Super Bowl?
Exactly. What the fuck does that have to do anything with anything?
It has to do with everything. You play the game.
Who was the last team to win back-to-back Super Bowls or multiple Super Bowls?
Right, New England. And how long ago was that? Over a decade ago. Okay.
So what you're saying, Jason, is that having strength in your offensive and defensive line is not the best way to...
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a good deal, but everybody's like, oh, Bill Belichick is the greatest coach
in history, and he can drink me off.
Okay,
take them out. Dallas. That's what Dallas did for the last 3 years. Everybody was calling Jerry Jones stupid, and look,
because Jerry Jones is stupid.
God knows we hate Dallas. But what he stayed the course with what he was doing, and he built up defensive and offensive lines, and now look at what the Cowboys are doing.
Still have not won.
With Tony fucking Romo.
Yeah, they made the playoffs yet.
They're in better shape than we are.
Well,
so
you know,
far.
Jason, we're 2-4. We're 2-4, Jason.
You're a fucking idiot.
You're trying to live in some kind of fucking hypothetical world. Oh, well, so far, oh, we don't know what's going to happen yet. No, you're right, Jason. You're out here. You're
the best record in the league.
I am not doubting that our team stinks right now. We're 2-4 right now. We are what we are. I am not doubting that at all. Like, we kind of suck right now.
And we're trying to point out how the fuck did we get to 2-4.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way.
So you're arguing the point.
You know how we got
you're
there?
Saying
we're not,
we didn't.
We're not playing Joe Morgan.
Oh, that's that is a, that, all right. Now you can never say.
Well,
what he's saying about
we're not playing Joe Morgan.
I pinned the game on Corey White and the season on Corey White, and you're pinning it on Joe Morgan. How is that?
I mean,
you think we'd be six and zero with Joe Morgan playing? You think we'd be 6-0?
No, we wouldn't. But I still don't know.
5-1.
It would help to have a deep guy block and not fucking Meacham, who does nothing.
We'd at least be 3-3.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Meacham wouldn't have dropped that pass today.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he gets the ball thrown to him. Or right, Drew Brees overthrows Meacham. He's just not Drew. He's not as fast as you think he is.
So, I mean, look, our fucking turnover is the fucking fumble by fucking Kyrie today. That was brutal. Just don't turn the fucking ball over. Mm-hmm. So turn the ball over. We're good.
Detroit turned it over three times today.
Yeah, we still couldn't win because we gave it right back. Oh, here you go.
Not just that we gave it back. We gave it back in the worst possible spot.
We're just not. I mean, not, We're not focused. We're not.
Again, there are important positions that we do not address because we address over expensive.
Our offensive line depth is at its
right. Right.
Jonathan Goodman kind of sucks. He kind of sucks.
When we won the Super Bowl, our offensive line was the best in the league.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
And we've been trying. We let too many good offensive line instead of paying guys like Bird or even Jimmy Graham. We won a Super Bowl without Jimmy Graham, and I think Hill and Watson could fill in.
We're paying Jimmy Graham. We're not paying Jimmy Graham that much money considering what he does for the offense. We're really not paying him that much. I mean,
hindsight being 2020, I'd rather have some offensive linemen back. I'd rather have, Carl Nix have stayed here in Bushrod.
Okay, I would have rather had Carl Nix than.
Carl Nix and Bushrod instead of Jimmy Graham. I'll take Carl Nix, Bushrod,
Watson. We didn't even have to pay Jimmy Graham until last year. Jimmy Graham yet. Jimmy Graham didn't affect those two guys.
Listen, you moron. Do you think that Mickey Loomis doesn't look 2 or 3 years, 5 years in advance, knowing where he has to put money?
He does.
And penciling it in?
Right, but we didn't even have to pay Jimmy Graham that much money. We still had $5 million of cap room this year. We could have signed Carl Nix and not going for grubs. We could have squeezed it in. Mickey's a master. He could have squeezed that shit in.
We still had
cap space this year. Don't blame it on Jimmy. We have plenty of cap space this year.
We are overpaying at positions and underpaying at important positions. Again,
just like half the other teams in the league.
I would rather have Carl Nix and Bushrod and pair them with fucking Hill and Watson and give Drew Brees, 4 seconds to throw, 3 seconds to throw. Or, I mean, 5 seconds to throw. Then Jimmy Graham and this fucking offensive line that we
had.
That
was 2 years before we even gave Jimmy a contract that we had to make the deal with Nix. Now, that was Mickey's fault. He could have kept Nix. Considering what we paid Grubbs, it wasn't that big of a difference between that and Nix. He could have found a way to keep Nix. Graham didn't even get paid until 2 years later. That's not a factor. Mickey could have found a way.
All right, move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, because you're fucking ignorant.
Okay, sure.
Next topic. Anything else before we go into pick'ems?
How the fuck did we lose this game?
I don't know, but the hinges are coming. The horse done let out the barn.
I'm ready to watch some Walking Dead. Fuck this horse.
Yeah, so let's move on. Pick'ems.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. It's all about control. And if you can take it,
so we still have one game that has yet to be played. It is the Sunday night game. And normally we'd have enough time to get past it. Shit, I gotta find my. I fucked it up. I just know I sucked again this week. I only have one win so far going into the game tonight. I only have one win. Jeff, so far you are 3-1.
Yep, thank you, Kansas.
One game to play, and Damon is 2-2 with one game to play. We all won Indy, thanks to Damon, love of Andrew Luck. We still have the San Francisco-Denver game tonight. We all have San Francisco, who's getting 7. But the two of you had Green Bay, who destroyed Carolina. Jeff was the only one who picked Kansas City, catching 4 at San Diego, and Kansas City actually won outright. And then we all had
I felt like Kansas City might win.
Yeah, and then we all had Washington, who won the game but didn't cover the spread. So there's no score official, but it looks like Jeff is going to be in first place.
Yeah, because we all picked San Francisco.
Yeah, and so Jeff will be in first place by a game, and then Damon and I will be tied. So Jeff has taken the lead.
So, I see your pick'em display is most displeasing.
So we're halfway through. It was tough picking this week in terms of games, but our first game, a battle of the AFC North.
Wait, let me give you the rest of the players.
But it's not final.
Okay.
We're still waiting on a game.
All right.
But if you wanna spit out
records, yeah, because they're not gonna.
Okay, play. Go ahead. Spit them out.
So yeah, I'm in first place among us, but Alex Barbie is in the lead overall with 17-11 record. That's 603 percentage, and then we got a 15 with Neil, 15-13, and then me, 14-18. Nola Space Monkey, Craig, both 12-11, and obviously I'm leaving the ties off. And pulling up the rear is Glenn, 2-7-2-2.
I was gonna say pulling up the rear is us.
Yeah. Well, Glenn's 9-5. Actually, yeah, percentage wise, Glenn's in front of us.
Yeah, because we're terrible.
Yeah, we're all
we're not good.
But yeah, Michael Wheelahan is 3-10-1, and we're beating him.
All right, so our first game, a battle of the AFC North. Two teams coming off. Actually, one team coming off a win, one team coming off a loss. The Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are favored by 3, and this game is in Cincinnati. I'm going to go first. I'm going to take Baltimore.
What's the spread again? -3?
Cincinnati is favored by 3.
So Cincinnati is...
So Baltimore is catching 3 points.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Baltimore. Cincinnati has also been a disappointing team this season.
Yeah, I'm going to go Baltimore, too, because didn't Cincinnati just get shut out today?
They lost to Indy big.
Okay. Who got shut out?
I don't know.
Okay.
Good question.
One of our picks.
Maybe Carolina? No, they didn't get
no,
shut out.
No, Cincinnati did by 27.
Cincinnati got shut. Yeah, 27-0, Cincinnati.
By Indy.
Oof. Well, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, so definitely taking Baltimore. And also...
next game.
AFC West. San Diego Chargers coming off a loss against the Denver Broncos, who play tonight, and we don't know the result yet.
I'll take
Broncos
them.
Are favored by 7.
I'll take them. Ah!
It's a division game. Them.
It is a division game. They like to play them tough. I'll still take Denver, though.
I will take...
San Diego is a good pick.
Yeah, because it's in Denver. If it was in San Diego, I'd actually take San Diego with the points, but I'm going to go with Denver.
I'm going to go San Diego because Pick'em sucks, and I suck.
Well, with the 7
well, the
points.
You pick San Diego, I feel confident in my pick.
San Diego plays Denver pretty well, though.
With the 7
they
points,
usually,
that's,
right.
That's a good pick with the 7 points.
Wait, you know what? I am going to stay with San Diego. I'm going
to
go
you
with
mean,
San Diego.
You mean switch to San Diego?
Yeah, because you're not staying with anybody.
Right, you pick Denver.
I will switch to San Diego.
Hey, damn it.
They're a good team. It's not like the Saints at Denver.
Okay. All right, our next game, the Philadelphia Schmeagles at the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona coming off a victory. Philly coming off a bye. This game is in Arizona. Arizona's favored by 2.5.
I love it. All over Arizona. Love Arizona. Love their coach. Love what he's doing. Arizona.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Arizona as well.
Yep. Make it a Philadelphia, trifecta.
But Philadelphia would be a good pick.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, because well, yeah, it's 2.5. I mean, that's kind of a straight up almost, right? So.
All right, our next game. Suddenly struggling Seattle Seahawks at the Carolina Panthers. Both
Ooh.
Teams coming off losses this week.
Wow.
Seattle sitting at 3-3. Whoa, what happened to mighty Seattle? And the Seattle is on the road and still favored by 3.5.
Didn't Russell have like a 50-yard touchdown run today or something like that?
I don't know. I was busy watching the Saints game.
I know he had a 20-something.
I know he ran a lot.
He had over 100 yards rushing and 300 passing.
And they lost.
Look, I have this discussion with friends and everybody. I've always said a quarterback who rushes and runs for that much, you're on a losing team. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work. Yes, you'll win. Yes, you'll pull the occasional game out. but over the long haul, you're going to be a losing franchise. Vic Cunningham back in the day, I do not like rushing quarterbacks. Scrambling quarterbacks is different. This is a tough game. Seattle does have to go across the country.
Seattle's favored by 3.5. So Carolina's at home and catching points.
The home dog. Is that a primetime game?
I don't know.
You always take the primetime game dog always wins.
I don't think it's a night game because the Saints are Sunday night, and I don't think this is a Monday night
game. Oh, that's right. Saints are Sunday night. Oh, I'm going to let y'all pick first since I've gone first a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Carolina.
I will go ahead and go Seattle.
Definitely where I'm leaning, Jeff.
I'm gonna go Seattle as well. I think it. Yeah.
What do you think? Nothing. You just think? Okay, I think.
I think they're a better team than Carolina. Period.
I'm gonna go Carolina.
All right,
and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. Piece of shit car. I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
My car. Green Bay's too good.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Green Bay's too good. So, this is the battle of the old NFC North. The Minnesota Vikings at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Apparently, it's just crazy to me. The Buccaneers are favored by 2.5.
Ha!
What? And the weather's not even hot in Tampa anymore.
Minnesota. I'm taking Minnesota.
I'm going to take... Yeah, I think Minnesota's going to actually...
Minnesota's getting 2.5 points against Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
No, I'm telling that to Jeff. I'm taking Minnesota.
I'm going to take Minnesota also.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go. Only one game where we had a difference in picks this week, the San Diego-Denver game. Jeff and I took San Diego. Damon took Denver.
Seattle-Carolina.
And Seattle-Carolina. Jeff and I took Seattle. Damon took Carolina. So.
All right. There's your pick-ems. Don't forget, folks, you can play. Just look for the link whenever we post it. See, feel good about yourself. I think Alex was the one tweeting. He tweeted to us asking what happens if he wins the whole thing. Will he be able to be a guest on the show? So I think that would be whichever of the listeners wins pick-ems, you will be on the show, maybe during the playoffs, while the Saints are not in it. Next segment, though, is going to be a quick Pelican plug.
The game.
Yeah.
Playing to survive. Aiming to win any way they can.
You gon' win!
Yeah. Yeah, pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw, too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty fall trying to stick with the prehistoric passenger.
Woo! What about that Pelican plunge? The season starts October 28th. That is our first game, which is just a little over a week from tonight's recording. But they did have a few games the past 2 weeks. They had their two home games. They played Oklahoma City and they played Houston. Now, Oklahoma City didn't have Durant because he's hurt. Houston wasn't playing Dwight Howard or James Harden. But we scored 115-plus points in each game, so it's hard not to like what they've done. You can kind of see how Ashik is going to look like next to Davis. Tyreek Evans played the last game, which is good because he had kind of tweaked the hamstring, and we didn't think he was going to be ready in time for the season, but it looks like he's going to be ready. So this team's ready to go, and I'm excited. I think good things are coming. J- just stay healthy and they can win. They're better than a lot of teams if they're healthy also.
That's been their problem for the last
I know that's
two
what
years,
I've said
right?
the last
stay
two or three seasons of it, just stay healthy, but I mean they're like,
so
but,
I could easily be a basketball analyst. Like, it's just the same thing every year.
But I mean they're
we got a few players coming on the team. We got a few players that's been on the team. Some of the players are good. Some, if they live up to how good they are, then we're going to win a lot of games as long as we stay healthy.
Sounds
like pretty much it.
Sounds like a typical Louisiana basketball fan, but
been the same thing for the last.
Well, I mean, Anthony Davis is going to be an MVP candidate. Anthony Davis is fucking great. So, you know what? Let's sell out that opening game. We also play Dallas Saturday night, November 1st. I actually have two tickets available if either of you two want to go or if you all want to use them and go.
When is it?
Saturday, November 1st.
I'm there. You're not using them?
No, I'm going to be in down at Disney World.
I'd like them if you... Jason, can you get Jeff? Okay. Can you go?
Yeah.
I will be down there, but we have two relay events that weekend, so...
The game's not until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, our relays go until midnight.
Okay. Well yeah. Jason,
okay.
I'd enjoy them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a good game.
Not even before then.
Yeah.
And speaking of tickets, Jeff, will you be here next Sunday night?
Let me see.
You said you were.
Right.
Sunday night. You know what? Let me see. Wait.
Yeah, you know what? Nier's gonna be here all
That's
the way
be
from
the 5th?
From England.
Sunday the 5th.
Oh,
now.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh my
no,
God.
You're an idiot.
Yes,
Jeff. Geez, the 26th. God.
Right. Next weekend.
There ain't even a Sunday the 5th anywhere close to
it. It was 2 weeks ago. Oh, shit. And I'm a zero
Sunday.
On the drunk.
Well, wait, Jeff,
Sunday.
I thought,
oh, wait,
I thought,
Don't
Jeff, I thought Jeff already said he's going to the game with you, Damon. He already said he's going to the game.
Jeff said lots of stuff, but he didn't ask his wife.
Sunday night game.
He hasn't asked his wife yet.
Let me just make sure about it. But
hold on, don't you come here on Sunday nights?
Yes,
most of the time.
The key is I'd be leaving earlier to get there. Yes.
How many
well,
hours?
Not that much,
a couple
well,
hours.
Not that much.
Yeah.
Right.
So what?
That's fine. The game's not until 7.
So what?
All you gotta do is get here by 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Leave at noon.
So your kids will be fine if you leave a couple
right.
hours ahead.
Okay, go home earlier.
They won't be traumatized. Okay, they'll be fine.
Yeah, just tell them, hey, I'm going to the Saints game Sunday night. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Right.
They'll be happy that you're going to the Saints game.
All right.
You know, trust me, there's nothing wrong with ignoring fucking kids, okay? I mean, the whole fucking world, the fucking right. world, we live in where kids are fucking, the world universe revolves around them is bullshit.
Yeah.
Until Ebola kills them.
Right. You know, but kids are nothing. They're useless, okay? You can ignore them. They'll grow up fine.
It's good to know.
But wait a second. But, Jeff, you said Nier's going to be down?
Yeah, Nier's going to be here next weekend.
Is he going to the game?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
so we need to meet up with him at some point Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is why, Jeff, you need to come down here for it.
Need to be down here. Yeah, we'll have a drink with Nier. That would be awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
So, Jeff, do something for once in your life. Stand up to your wife. Tell her I'm going to leave a little bit early on Sunday. I have a chance to go to a primetime NFL game.
Why do I want
Hold on.
To go watch this clusterfuck?
Sitting in the club section.
Oh,
okay?
That's why.
free tickets, okay? $275 value that you're giving to me. So tell her that's what I'm doing, and you can go fuck yourself.
All right.
What you need to do... Show her the tickets and give her and have a black dildo in your hand.
There you go.
And give her the dildo. And
uh-huh.
say, if you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
That's right. Thanks for stopping by.
You know, y'all know I sent my ex-girlfriend. I did that to my ex-girlfriend.
Did you really?
I sent her a dildo so to go fuck herself. I've done lots of stupid shit. So anyway, yeah, Jeff, I mean, come on. Fucking have a set of balls. Tell your wife I'm going. If she gets mad, just leave. Fuck it. Kick it over.
Okay.
Right.
Kick
this
it over.
This could be the beginning or the end of the Saints 2014
there you
season.
Go.
Right. And look, we're in the dome. We'll get to it in game preview. But
preview.
I think we have a good shot to win this game.
We should. We're in the dome. We should win.
That's right. True. That's true.
Anyway, right. We're kind of getting off.
Yeah. So that's your Pelican Plunge?
Yep, that's my Pelican Plunge. All right, so, get ready. Get on board, people.
So moving along, let's get this show over so we can go watch Treehouse of Horror and The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The next topic is Saints Preview. Host Green Bay Packers in the Dome Sunday night. Our second primetime game of the year of five. Boy, I bet the NFL regrets that. because it's home, we have a legitimate shot of winning?
Always.
Yeah,
We definitely have a shot at home.
We're in the Dome. Fans, get out, get loud. It's a Sunday night game, so there'll be a little lubricated up. I am excited.
Little.
Yeah, I mean, look, and we're back in the Dome. We can beat this Green Bay team. Our potential in the Dome is like Superman, how he gets his powers from our yellow sun. Well, the Saints get their powers from our fluorescent lights in the Superdome. You know? and our superpowers will be all in effect there. Yeah. I'm excited. I feel more comfortable about beating Green Bay than I did Detroit. And maybe I'm just delusional.
Because I really thought, I mean, I thought Detroit was going to be...
I was worried about Detroit. I mean, I was.
Yeah, I mean, I was, too. Like, remember when we were doing scores, I wanted to do the Saints losing by three.
Right.
We thought it was going to be close, but we still... I mean, granted, we're homers, but still, it's like I thought we were going to win in the game... Didn't do anything to prove me otherwise until we fucking just gave them.
Right. I mean, Green Bay struggled early in the year, but they have seemed to do what we couldn't do, is put their team back together and actually turn their season around early enough to make a difference.
And win a game on the road.
That helps.
That's annoying, because of course everybody's going to start sucking Aaron Rodgers' dick.
Yeah, you know, speaking of people sucking people's dicks, the NFL... Not the NFL Network, but the NFL was tweeting during the Dallas game today. I don't know if y'all caught all that. They're like, there you are, sucking Dez Bryant's dick. The NFL is, it's like, I don't think the NFL should be choosing sides like that. But they're straight up promoting Dallas. And I didn't see them tweet about any other team, player, or game.
You can't be surprised.
I told you this, you know, 3 weeks ago. I started this, them sucking Dallas off early. Everybody does. The NFL Network was doing it. NFL's doing it. That's why last week's Seattle Cowboys game, you know, was just terrible for the rest of us. But look, that's all right. They got to get the sucking while the sucking's good, because come December,
come December.
Right. Well, you know, that's what the Cowboys will do. That's what the Cowboys will do. They'll shoot their wad in December and lose four fucking games and wind up 11-5 and, you know, lose the division to Philly or fuck Dallas. Fuck that. Nobody's being declared champion in October.
All right. So back to
not
the
us.
Look, Aaron Rodgers.
Just don't turn the fucking ball over. I mean, that is why we just turn the ball over. That's why we're not good.
And
amen.
The other thing I'd like to see is a little more, like let's not fall flat at any point in the game.
Play 60 minutes of football.
Yeah, that.
You're right. And you're right. You know, I am delusional since we had to struggle to beat Tampa Bay that everybody else has just butt fucked. And I'm thinking that we're going to beat Green Bay, but... Like you said, you know, play 60 minutes of football, don't turn the ball over, and we win this game.
But like you also said last week, was maybe we played down to our opponents, and I think today we played up to Detroit, or down, and I think we're going to rise up to... Oh, my God, I just said
that. Oh, jeez.
I'll get 30 lashes for that.
You're going to get 60 lashes for that.
We're gonna
hold on. Well, that's a good segue. For a minute, if we can do a little bit of fuck the Falcons.
Let's finish this and then we'll do a fuck.
Okay.
But yeah, I think we will play up to Green Bay's level, and I think we'll give them a competitive game. Here's the thing, like we're going to be there until the last second ticks off, and it might even be overtime. This is going to be one of those games, I think. I don't think any team is going to blow the other guy out.
Look, and like we've always said, prime time in the dome, baby, we pretty badass.
We were. So, that was the old right. identity. I don't know.
Well, hold on, but we haven't lost that part yet. We haven't lost it yet. But I mean, until it's taken away from me, I'm gonna stay on the train, you know.
Okay, that's a good point.
That horse ain't out the barn yet.
That's it's the only horse we have left.
That horse is still in the stable.
Somebody done kept the horse at the barn.
That horse is fucking.
But yeah, prime time in the dome. You gotta like our chances.
Oh,
does anybody know the point spread real quick?
Oh, good question. Let me check.
Will it be out already?
Yeah. I had to get them for the other game.
We just did pick 'em, Jeff.
That's true. Maybe Jason just makes the numbers up. We don't know.
Yep. I just make them up the whole time. Saints are favored by 1.5.
Wow.
Hey, that just means they think Green Bay is a better team than we are.
All right. No, look, I like us. I keep repeating it. In the dome, prime time, Saints win. It's kind of like going to Death Valley on Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, LSU is a tough place to play on Saturday night.
All right, so what's your score?
All right, my score is going to be Saints 31. Green Bay, 27.
Damn. I'm going to go 31-30, Saints. I know I'm an idiot, but I'm going to go with the win.
I'll go 35-34, Saints.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, 1 point.
It's going to be a nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
All right.
And Jeff, you should be in the dome.
Should be. All right, so
He can't even close out a fucking show. He can't 5 minutes.
Well,
okay?
let me close out the show. I'm gonna give you the recording. Y'all can talk about something else if y'all want after, but I'm gonna do that.
No. I got TV to watch.
Yeah.
We got Walker Dead to watch.
All right, so that's all the show we have for you right now. We're gonna thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol Podcast. Check us out on Facebook. Search for Dome Patrol Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye bye, donkeys.
Bye bye, NFL donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
And go fuck yourself, Deke Villavia.